John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Rhodes is back.
John.
How you doing?
How are you, handsome?
I am doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, it's great.
I
haven't been to Philadelphia since I blacked out and busted my head open.
Oh, my God.
No, look,
I was
look
so
at the
drunk
scar that's on his head.
On Sansom Street.
You still have a scar?
Working man's bar.
All right. Wow.
And I had a night off, and I just got plastered because, you know, that's what
Why
you
not?
Do on your
yeah.
night off.
Right.
And, yeah, I fell
right
off
the... Your eye.
See that right there?
What'd you hit?
I blacked out and fell off of a bar stool like a tree.
Oh my God.
And so and my head hit the tile floor, and once my head hit the floor, I was wide awake, and there was blood everywhere. Some guy grabs my arm, and he lifts me up, and he yells out to the bar, "We got to call an ambulance!" And I said, "Don't you dare call an ambulance. I don't have health insurance." And the guy said, "You got to get to a hospital." And I'm like, "How far is the nearest hospital?" He said, "Two blocks." I'm like, "Two blocks, and you were going to call an ambulance?" It's like $15,000. So I got a wad of napkins off the bar, and I walked to Thomas Jefferson Hospital.
Okay.
And after I walked that first block, I... said, just saved myself $7,000. And I have not drank or done drugs in 4 years. And I want you to know, the way I used to feel about cocaine is how I now feel about donuts. I mean, I won't go out chasing after it, but if a friend's got a bag, I'll have a taste.
I got a stash here.
Whip out the maple bar, baby. Whip out the maple bar.
Now you were doing, I mean, when I first met you, you were doing comedy here in the States, and then you disappeared, and you were doing a TV show in Holland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so...
I say that like it's normal. Yeah.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
You know. Pshaw.
And you did the show in English?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Do you speak Dutch at all?
Klein beetje, meneer. Heel mooi...
No, you don't.
I was trying to bluff you and you called me. Yeah, you know, I started playing in Europe. I was doing the European circuits. I got in with London, and I was doing London hardcore. And then that led to gigs around Europe, and then I ended up falling in love with a Dutch woman, not the woman that I ended up marrying.
Okay. Who's also Dutch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I moved there. And then this girl dumped me. And then I was just about to move back to the United States. Mm-hmm. And these people from this Dutch television network saw me performing at a comedy club in Amsterdam. And they were looking for an American to host a late night talk show. And I got to stay in this little country that I had fallen in love with.
All right. So, did she dump you because you didn't ice skate or something? Or,
No, but it was... No. It was more complicated. She was from the theater world.
Oh, okay.
She was
so
kind of a snob.
So is he.
And... but it was great, and I'm like on television for 3 years there,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great place to be on a rebound relationship
right,
situation.
Right.
I mean, women are beautiful in Holland. I'm serious. When I lived there, every once in a while, I'd have to go to England just to rest my eyes. But now, and I married a Dutch woman, my wife is from Rotterdam, which is the most ethnically diverse city in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, her ethnicity, she's Dutch, but her ethnicity is Indian.
Okay.
So she's a dark-skinned woman. And when we got married in the United States a few years ago, we could not find the little plastic people for the top of a wedding cake. We could not find a white man and a dark woman. In the United States right now, the little plastic people for the top of a wedding cake, you can find two white men or two dark men, but you can't find a white man and a dark woman.
Which is
so
funny because
I went to Toys R Us and I got Iron Man and Pocahontas. Yeah, it's my wedding. I'm Iron Man.
Which is kind of funny because nowadays, every time you turn on the TV commercial, it's a white guy with a black woman or a black guy with a white woman. You know, I'm waiting for they have an Asian kid who's in a wheelchair. I mean,
that's it.
Now you got it all covered, right?
Yeah. I was in Canada and they had, there was a bank advertisement and it was two a lesbian couple and they were like planning for the future. That was like an advertisement. I was thinking had it been an Asian lesbian couple, I would have transferred all my money into that thing. But, you know, it's the way marketing is. But my wife is Indian. My wife is Hindu. She believes in hundreds of gods. Sex is very exciting. She could yell out anybody. Krishna, Ganesh, Steve. I got to find out who Steve is. Well,
you're next to him.
Hey, man, I just spotted in your studio here my favorite toy as a child. You got Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
Because I had two older brothers that were bullies, and they pummeled me, and they could beat me at everything. And that's why I grew up a smart aleck, because I had these punishing, brutal older brothers. But the only thing I could ever destroy them at was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Come on.
Hang on, let me tell you this story.
All right.
In 1995, I was the face of Comedy Central, you may or may not recall, and... I did an hour special where I went to Vietnam. My father flew helicopters in the Vietnam War, and he was shot down, and he survived. And my dad's the reason I'm a comedian. And so I made this hour special for Comedy Central called Viva Vietnam.
Okay.
And it was the thing that put me on the map many years ago. But I brought Rock'em Sock'em Robots with me, and I fought people wherever I went in Vietnam. It was kind of like the rematch. So, like, seeing that is really cool. I love
Rock'em. All right, well, before you go, one round. Come on.
I think the blue one has a weak neck, by the way.
Can I tell you that I've been back to Vietnam twice? I was there.
You're afraid of fighting me, aren't you?
I want to pop off a couple of jokes before I go.
Well, there's a microphone over here.
Share the mic.
Share the mic.
Doo-wop style.
All right. There you go. Get you back in the corner.
All right.
John's the blue.
They made it smaller than it used to be. Or maybe I was a kid.
Oil became more expensive.
I hope the blue one
still
has a
weak neck. Did you give me the bad side? There's always one bad side.
I think the blue one has a weak neck.
All right. So you have the advantage.
So I was in Vietnam in April, and the currency in Vietnam is called the dong.
Right, yeah.
D-O-N-G.
Right.
I know it's immature, but
no, it's not.
Try and keep a straight face when you're in a shop and you say, how many dong you want today? Times are tight, son. You really got to stretch that dong. But 100 American dollars is over 2 million dong.
Wow.
So I was in Vietnam for a week, and I checked my balance at the ATM like 20 times. I've never seen that many numbers in my balance before. I'm like, I'm a dong-a-millionaire, baby.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready?
Someone's give us a ding.
Ding. Dong.
You're already dead.
Maybe the red one has the weak neck.
Here, one more shot. Here we go.
All right. Ready? Dong.
Dong.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about that.
You got me.
Tom got me first.
This is a
rubber match.
Here we go. This is it.
I hope the blue one loses.
Furious.
I know. Yes!
Oh, blue one first.
Blue one lost the weak neck. Tom with the win.
Wow, what a comeback.
Tom
you
Rhodes.
Win 200 dong. Congratulations.
Tom Rhodes is appearing tonight and tomorrow night, along with one show on Saturday at Punchline Philadelphia. I've got 5 pair of tickets to Saturday's show right now. If you would like to be there, give us a call at 215-263-WMGK. You want tickets on your own, punchlinephilly.com. It is great to see you.
Oh, again, my brother. It's so good to see you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And I'm very proud of your sobriety, and we do have donuts.